Well, here we go, man. Gosh, I had a very fun weekend, to say the least. I'm acting single for once. You know, I'm always in the mindset of getting up early, exercising, then doing things around the house, you know, around the apartment here, cleaning, send things up for the week, prep mealing. I haven't done jack shit, okay? Because I acted single for once. This whole weekend, I was unproductive. I slept in. I took naps. I ate like shit. I mean, everything. Just go off that checklist. That's what I was doing every fucking day. Friday and Saturday, and even Sunday here. I'm totally derailing, just watching a little Bucks football. But yeah, it was a fun one on Friday. I went ahead and finished off the bet I had. That was a good bet I had anyway. It was we bet that I wouldn't shut down my buddy in basketball. 0 points, zero assists, and zero rebounds. And he said, you know what? Not only am I going to match your offer, if you lose, I'll pay you lunch or dinner, then I'm going to buy three lunches. And he got off the hook on the second one. So this one, Friday, was the third one in finale. And boy, did the old middle come out. 30 wings, two sides of tater tots, a couple pitchers of beer. And I would have kept going with the beer. You know, I love apple cider beer, but I just had to drive home. That's one thing about, you know, hanging out here is that I have a bit of a drive. So I had to watch myself in that regard. Has some Oreo fries, something like that. It's like they make them. It's like, you know those Pillsbury biscuits you make at home? What happens is they put Oreo cookies around them and then they fry them. Yeah, it's not bad at all. And then you give you a little cup of ice cream and you dump it in there. And it's pretty good, man, actually. I went over to Bowl Campers. But yeah, man, I ran up the fucking bill. I had my friend's Wi-Fi. She wanted something to take home. I said, absolutely. Anybody else taking orders? I really had to stick it to him because I wanted to make sure that he knows, man, when it comes to that challenge defensively, I'm not going to back down. Like, I will lose games. I will get in a fight. Something will go down because I'm not letting that happen. Unless I just rupture my knee or something again happens to my body that I can't control. But yeah, just too much pride in that regard. So we'll see. They were trying to set it up another one. But I told them, look, just sleep on it. Don't, you know, I'm going to make you pay for it tonight. That was fucking cool. I started watching a little bit of the Tom Cruise movie. It was the movie where he's the airline pilot. Over in the 80s and the cocaine. Isn't that kind of weird now that all these movies and shows are kind of being based on that era? Like, that's how historic that era is as far as from the drug trade back in the 80s. Here we are. Tom Cruise was he was a pilot. He was a CIA pilot doing missions where he was just taking pictures. And then the Colombian snuck in there and said, hey, buddy, you got to do us a solid here. You got to, you know, smuggle drugs. And it's based on a true story of a guy. I saw the documentary on Cocaine Cowboys where I forgot the guy's name, but he was the pilot. And what happened was that when the shit got real, he flipped. And they were going ahead and eventually the CIA didn't protect him anymore. And then the FBI and DEA went in on him because he was kind of a little bit crooked. He definitely didn't get the money that he wanted from the CIA for doing the jobs that he was doing. And again, they gave him like a speed plane and he was just taking pictures of army bases, you know, not army bases, but what do you call those people, the militias, right? They're doing training and you know how there was a lot of that war going on in Central America back in those days. So he was doing that for the United States and then he ended up also smuggling drugs to make money on the side and then just shit spiraled out of control. You know how that goes. Next thing you know, you get whacked up. That's the thing, man. I mean, once you get in that world, you're fucked. It's like you're not coming out of it at all. Like, the first thing I would do if I got fucking strong-armed into doing something like that, and they say, hey, man, we need you to fly this coke in out of this country. You have no, you know, obviously, you have no choice, right? I mean, they don't, it's like an offer you can't refuse. It's like you're fucked. So, first thing I would do, then they wouldn't know about it. I'd be setting up a fucking different life, like passport, fucking everything, right? I mean, I set up like a whole different case, like a suitcase full of just a whole different life. And the moment shit hit the fan, I fucking get the fuck out of Dodge ASAP. I'd be like, oh, okay, this thing's getting bad. Let me go to non-extraditing countries here. Or either that, or go like to, you know, Switzerland, just some fucking shit, like shithole that it's so fucking horrible. They don't even think I'm going there. It's cold or something like that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, once you sign in those places, you're not leaving until you're dead. Those guys are not gonna go ahead and let you leave for any reason. Oh, what do you think? You think they're just gonna go ahead and one day you had enough? No, you know, so you're fucked. I know, but anyway, they tried to strong arm him in the movie, and he, you know, I guess it showed a little bit of it, but it was okay. It wasn't a good movie. Wasn't really exciting for me. I was like, ah, another Colombian true story shit that I've seen plenty of times, because I watch a lot of that crime documentary stuff. That's one of my favorite things to do. I, you know, if I spend any time on anything, it's just documentaries, and I'm always fascinated with personalities and people like that in the drug world and in crime. So anyway, it was okay. What else did I do? Man, I went on a date. That was really rare. I don't do these date things. I usually go ahead and have them do the Starbucks thing, but this chick was like, hey, I want you to, you know, we want to do something different. I do Starbucks all the time. I said, okay, cool. I talked to her on the phone. She pretty cool. No problem. And we went ahead and did that, man. I had a good time. It was like, again, I mean, it was, you know, wow, this feels how it is to be single, right? I mean, it's like you go out, you go have fun, you drink away, you know, you eat like shit, you drink like shit, you stay up late. You know, all these things that single people do. Like, I haven't done that. That's just not my MO. There's something about getting up in the morning and being productive. And that was not the name of the game this weekend. But yeah, I had a good time. I went out and saw some sights and sounds. You know, Naples is so beautiful, man. So many things to do. I think anyway, for my pace, we went out to a place out there in Tin City by the water. Good stuff. Had a great time. And, you know, went to a dive bar. By the way, I like that dive bar, man. I didn't even, from the outside, you can't even tell it's that cool when you go in there. It's Whiskey Creek over in Naples by the Ford dealership. But yeah, I didn't know about it, man. You drive by and you just don't even think it's anything that lavish inside. And holy fuck, they had a band going. The layout was nice. Great crowd, lounging chair, like, you know, couches, all that good shit, man. I was like, whoa, this is really good stuff. You know, thumbs up to my companion that night. And I talked to my cousins in Puerto Rico. They're still dealing with that situation over a month. They haven't had any power, any water. Well, he actually said they got water in the metro area, but not where he's at. But they've gotten plenty of help with that. But I went ahead and sent a lot of stuff that way. You know, I bought some, you know, I asked them what they needed, and they told me. And sure enough, I went through Amazon, and, you know, Amazon dropped the ball. I said, hey, man, one of the things they needed was spaghetti and meatballs, cans, lots of them. I said, okay, well, I sent you. You know, so now Amazon sends like three different orders from three different places in three different times, even though they kind of give you in the website that this will all be ordered all together. It doesn't. It's like those fuckers just go ahead and just make it seem like they do. But all they do is send out these orders to these different, you know, subcontractors, whatever you want to call it. And they'll go ahead and send it at different times. I'm like, go figure. You know, this guy's got to go three different times to get the stuff, because I can't send it to his regular place. They have to send it. You know, he lives like basically 30 to 40 minutes. And he has to go drive that way in an island where there's not a lot of gas. You know what I mean? It's just like not a very smart move by Amazon, man. You fuckers are dropping the ball. I'm telling him, hey, did you get the package, by the way? He goes, yeah, I got the package, but it was ravioli, but thank you. I'm like, oh, those motherfuckers, they fucking did me in. They did me a nice little, I'm like, thank you, Amazon, giving you a shout out, because you don't know how to get your shit together. Yes, and I did double check to make sure that it wasn't ravioli. It's a spaghetti and meatballs. So you motherfuckers dropped the ball on that one. And I'm supposed to do a podcast this weekend with Pineapple. But man, my bad, girl. I'm just fucking, I dropped the ball. I mean, I just, you know, it's just, again, I was just acting single. I was taking naps during the day. I don't even do that. I mean, I took two naps Saturday and Sunday. And you know, the thing is, though, these guys now, what it'll be now is that every weekend, they're going to be, hey, you want to go out and get drinks? You want to go out and get drinks? You want to go out? Yeah, I can't do that. Like, this is it. I probably have one more in me, and that's it. You know, I can't do any of that stuff. I don't know how these people go ahead and, you know, go out there and do this every fucking weekend. Like, I can't do it at all. I just did. I feel like I went to Vegas and just got hammered and trashed. I can't believe it. You know, it's not old age, because I can do it. It's just that my body's not used to it. And then I'm shitting all fucking day because I ate like shit. You know, I ate the championship party, right? The bet. And then the next day, I'm like, oh my God, my fucking stomach's fucking horrible. I mean, because it's not used to it. You know, everything, I eat the prep meals and water and a fruit smoothie. Next thing I'm, you know, dumping down wings and fries and tater, oh, you know, all this crazy shit. So, but overall, man, it feels good to have a bullshit weekend like this. Put yourself behind the eight ball. Be behind on work. I was supposed to go to work. I was supposed to go clean and wash clothes. I was supposed to clean up the apartment. I was supposed to prep meal. I was supposed to iron my clothes. I haven't done none of that. All I've been doing is taking naps, date, you know, hanging out with the guys. Good group of guys, man. You know, it's interesting how life just changes. And that's just been my approach. Like I'm not clinging on to the old relationships that I've had over time. It's more of, you know, I'll reach out and make an effort, but now I levitate towards the new connections. I levitate towards new people, new experiences. It's like, who fucking cares, you know? Because everyone's in their own. So these people that I hang out with now, man, they're great. And I look forward to having many more times, you know? I just don't want to be fucking drinking, you know, getting together to have some beers. Because that's the thing about it is that even though I'm single, I hang out with mostly married guys. So that's their thing. So what are married guys going to do? They're going to go out and drink at every time because they have full-time babysitters. And anytime they can get a hall pass, and obviously they want to go out with the single guy, Minnow, I'm the hall pass. Hey, Minnow wants to go out. He's the single guy. We want to hang out with him. And then they go ahead and throw me out there. You know, it's like when Minnow's in town, when Minnow is at the bar or when Minnow wants to go out, it, you know, it's like the hall pass. So it's like, all right. So these guys do the same thing. You know, these guys just go, hey, God bless them, man. You know, it's like, I know these things. I've been there, guys. You know, I got what's that called? A scarlet letter. I got one of those. You know, I know what the fuck you do. I was there, boy. I was in you guys are like in Club Fed when it comes to, you know, your jail time, what I call in marriages and relationships. You guys are doing Club Fed time. Like, you know, I was in fucking Alcatraz, pound me in the ass prison, like where it was like if I was 10 minutes behind, I'm having a phone call and I'm having an interview. You know, if I don't pick up my phone call at work, I better fucking answer and know where the hell I am at. You know, it's like you guys don't fucking understand the level of I mean, I don't even want to go into it, man. I just start sweating right now. You know, I don't want to talk bad about that situation. I beat that with a dead horse, like a dead horse, right? But I think that's, you know, I get the whole thing. I get the whole world. But it was really good, man. It was really good to get out there and act single for once. Just not a care in the world, no responsibilities. My little one was, you know, with mom and handling some things. So, yeah, just being irresponsible, being drunk, and being around friends, having a good time. Yeah, yeah.